are now into the third hour, fourth hour coming up, too. I really have been lacking in my promotion of the fact that Truth Rising is coming out July 4th for PrisonPlanet.tv members. It will then ship that Saturday, the day after July 4th, July 5th. Everybody that gets their orders in will have them shipped out to you on that Saturday and that Monday. So why not have your orders in first? We're only talking now about 9 days away from being able to see Truth Rising. And it is unlike any film I've ever made. And each film is unlike any film I've made. But this is no voiceover, cinema verite. I meant to have no Alex Jones in it, but I got arrested with the Geraldo Rivera thing, and that was just too interesting. All the close-ups of him flipping us off and the preening and all the rest of it. So that's like 8 minutes of the two-hour film or so, that whole incident. But it really is dynamic, and it's something everybody's got to see. And a lot of it's these YouTube We Are Change and 9/11 Truth videos you've seen, but now in high quality. I mean, it's something that everyone needs to see. We intend for it to explosively grow the number of people that become activists so they can fall in love with becoming activists and see the type of pressure we're under, the threats we're under. We need support. We need reinforcements in this fight with what 9/11 Truth and We Are Change and others, InfoWarriors, are doing. People confronting the globalists on the North American Union. I mean, there's Second Amendment groups, land rights groups. We're all fighting hard here. And this film gets into it all. And woven throughout it is what's happening to the first responders. Woven throughout it is what's happening to them. How the government knew the dust was deadly. How they covered it up. How they blocked treatment. They could have denied there was a problem and still got them treatment, but they just don't. You'll meet the police officers. You'll meet the firefighters. You'll meet the army officers. You'll meet the people. And for that, we are being death threatened by Marines and Army people. They have their handles on YouTube. They have links to their sites saying, we're going to kill you. They are mad. They say it lowers morale to show that the government didn't give treatment to the troops. You're so sick. You're so sick. You're so dumb. They don't care about you, you idiots. I can't believe they're particularly mad about us trying to get the heroes of 9/11 treatment. You bastards. Bastards. You are so given over to evil that you even hate it when we try to help you. You're just totally mindless. These guys in the government think it's good to death threat us on the telephone and threaten our wives and follow us around and do all this to us. The sick part is you talk to them, they'll still say, I'm the good guy and I'm going to kill you. And yeah, we probably carried out the attacks because the Muslims are so deadly, we had to get you weak people ready to face it. I mean, they're just sick. They're sick. Is there nothing you won't be involved in? Is there nothing you won't sign your names on? Is there nothing you won't do because you like having petty power? I've got all this other news, folks. I just hope you'll go pre-order Truth Rising right now at InfoWars.com because I want the film to be seen. And I hope you'll get Truth Rising and make copies of it for everybody. It's under 2 hours, even with the extras. Well, the film's about 2 hours, and the extras are only about 8 minutes, so it fits on a normal DVD-5, so you can copy it any machine. But here's the better thing. We're going to put up a DivX version, right, where we've learned how to do that for PrisonPlanet.tv members. We're going to do a DivX version. Yes, we are, along with a bunch of other types, so you can download it directly and just put it on normal computer disk. Ha ha! In high quality! I am so excited about that. PrisonPlanet.tv members, the coordinates is July 4th. Instead of drinking liquor and eating hot dogs, or do that at night if you want, during the day, burn copies of Truth Rising, T-minus 9 days.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit PrisonPlanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at PrisonPlanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For the next hour, we have the founder of Architects and Engineers, Richard Gage, joining us, as well as Kevin Ryan. I'll tell you a little bit about both these guys. Richard Gage, been a practicing architect for 20 years and designed numerous fireproof steel frame buildings. He has performed construction administration services for a new $12 million high school campus. I've got both their bios here. In fact, I was just now reading Richard Gage's bio there. Kevin Ryan is an engineered, is a degree in engineer. He has a B.S. in chemical, certified quality engineer, former site manager for Environmental Health Laboratories, a division of Underwater Laboratories, co-editor of the Journal of 9/11 Studies, contributing author of 9/11 and the American Empire, Volume 1, Intellectual Speak Out, and he's a member of Scholars for 9/11 Truth. And I was just reading Richard Gage's bio about a practicing architect for 20 years, designed a bunch of steel frame, large buildings. And they both join us now. And I appreciate them coming on such short notice. I have a story up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Leaked NIST documents, unusual event before collapse of WTC-7. Yesterday afternoon, we learned about the huge multi-hundred-page leaked NIST document. They've been delaying releasing it for year after year. They've given five different reasons the towers had fallen. When they've given five different reasons that Building 7 had fallen. And now I tried to read over this yesterday, and it seemed like it was contradicting itself. It seemed like it contradicted other partial reports they put out. I found a lot of interesting things in there, but I'm not an architect or an engineer, so I thought, why not actually get two experts up on this subject. First off, I do want to say that in my film Truth Rising, we do have an interview with Richard Gates, so he is part of that new film that comes out July 4th as well at PrisonPlanet.tv and on DVD at Infowars.com. But going first to Kevin Ryan, because we haven't interviewed him in a long time. Kevin Ryan worked for Underwriters Laboratories, found out about a report his company had done where they tested models of the buildings, and it wasn't consistent with a collapse, a symmetrical collapse, these uneven fires. And so he leaked the document and then spoke out about it, and they fired him. And so he joins us now. Thank you for coming on, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Good to be with you.
Thank you. Break down a little bit about yourself for those that don't know who you are, a little bit about what happened with Underwriting Laboratories, and then now this whole NIST saga, and then we'll bring Mr. Gage in with his comments as an architect and a comment on this leaked NIST report.
Okay. Well, yes, as you said, I was a top manager at one of the locations of Underwriters Laboratories, and I was fired for publicly questioning the NIST report. Now, this has been almost 4 years. When they had put out their draft final report in October of 2004. And as you said, I was questioning that report because Underwriters Laboratories had told me both verbally and in writing that they had tested the steel components for the World Trade Center for fire resistance, which is one of the things they do. And in fact, they had actually tested the steel components, the columns. They had tested the fireproofing itself, as stated by the president of the company who made the fireproofing in the New York Times. He said Underwriters Laboratories tested it and certified it, so it shouldn't have failed. They also tested assemblies that were similar to the floors used in the World Trade Center. All of this done 40 years ago. So I was questioning Underwriters Laboratories about how those buildings could have possibly been destroyed in that manner, and ended up writing a letter to NIST and telling them that this, you know, their results clearly were not supporting their conclusions, and how could this be, and got fired for it. So now that was almost 4 years ago, as I said, so I've been doing quite a bit to learn more about what happened at the World Trade Center.
And if I might interrupt,
sure,
Kevin Ryan, as an engineer, you had a responsibility to talk about this and expose this, working there and seeing this internal secret report. And then we look at how the mainstream media and the debunkers won't touch you with a 10-foot pole. They ignore the fact that their internal studies of those that underwrote the building, the experts, the world experts, were saying that something fishy was going on. And so right there we should have a real investigation. Instead we get these whitewashes. The debunkers act like we're just here making all this up and it's completely normal to have three buildings, two of them explode top down with pyroclastic flows of dust ejecting steel beams 50 yards, 100 yards, and then to have building 7 fall perfectly into its own footprint, that's just a regular occurrence. And then now I'm looking at their own report and it shows fires on one side of the building. How does that cause a symmetrical collapse? So now bring us up to what's happening with this new report.
Yeah, that's a good find. And you know, back about 6 months ago, NIST had a meeting, and they started to tell us that their objective didn't include determining how the fire started. They were just going to talk about how the fires propagated. And this was a meeting that our friend Richard Gage spoke up as a public commenter. So they started telling us they didn't have to determine how the fire started. They talked about maybe the fireproofing just didn't work. They started saying these are really absurd things. But one thing they did say very, very clearly and all agreed with was that the fuel in any given location in the building lasted only about 20 minutes. So if you look at this report and you see that on the 13th floor, some of these fires started around 2:30 or 3, and then they died down clearly, and then there's this intense jet of flames that they can't explain at 5:20 right before the building collapsed. You know, all that leads to some serious questioning about where these fires come from. And that leads us back to the finding, and what we do know is that thermite materials were present at the World Trade Center. And thermite materials are what are called pyrotechnic or energetic materials. It's kind of like gunpowder, where the fuel and the oxidizer are mixed together in one component. Thermite's like that, except it's much more powerful. And as we learn more from the dust, we start analyzing the dust in the laboratories that are participating in this, we're finding just what kind of thermite was used. And so I've done some of that laboratory work, and we seem to be finding that, interestingly, the materials that were present there are linked to a good number of those people who participated in the cover-up of NIST people. And people who participated in this report have links to these energetic materials.
And people who help destroy buildings do?
Absolutely. People who cleaned up the events, including Mark Loiseau's company, but also companies that are interested in what are called energetic nanocomposites. So,
wow, they just so happen, and you've got all the documents on that, and Professor Stephen Jones has talked about it. It just so happens with the scientific method, you backtrack all this, and then it, lo and behold, the very few groups involved in these materials are the very people cleaning up the mess and the very people that were charged with covering it up. Boy, that really sounds like a whodunit.
Really is, and I tell you what, the more we look at this, and along with a parallel investigation, which is kind of who possibly could have had access to these kinds of materials, you know, just looking into the connections and so forth, we find that given who we know had access to the buildings, the Kroll company and the Securicom company and Marsh McLellan, you know, companies that either established the security for the buildings or were tenants in the particular areas that had failure. And we also look at who had access to the types of materials we're finding in the World Trade Center dust. We're able to start patching together some really plausible explanations, you know, not exact yet, but any small series of possibilities. And so companies like the Scientific Applications Incorporated, right, they were the company that, you know, I'm sure you know that company. This is the company.
Some of our listeners, yeah, go over it.
Yeah, this is a company that supplied the largest contingent of investigators to the NIST World Trade Center investigation outside of the government, per se. So this huge list of people in the NIST report.
Yeah, well, let's be clear. Underwriters did their own secret report and their own secret test and found that something went on and it wasn't the fires. And so now, obviously, if one scientific body of the real experts finds buildings they certified and they know something happened, now you get these new guys that come and say the opposite of physics. Obviously, they're going to be on some type of take. And then you go look at it, and lo and behold, they are.
Well, it sure looks like it because, you know, just to look at the top advisory committee for NIST. There's this guy named Foreman Williams, a professor from UC San Diego. And he happens to be an expert on these kinds of thermitic materials, having written a number of papers. You don't see them on his website at UCSD, but they are out there on the net, and you can find these papers on ignition analysis.
And then I've gone and looked at some of these individuals' political policies, and they're big pro-Israel war hawks. Oh.
Right. Or you take a look at James Abrahamson, who was a former director of NASA, and has been a director of Securicom and Stratesec, along with Walker and Bush. And you know, this guy is, you know, he looks rotten to the core. I mean, he's got associations with not only Securicom, but this Crescent group that he runs with a guy who happened to know personally Osama bin Laden, supposedly. And they have the Kroll company with Jerome Hauer and Brian Michael Jenkins, and you line those people up with these groups like SAIC. SAIC is a company that Jerome Hauer worked for as well.
It's a big defense contractor.
Yeah, and so did this Stephen Hatfield guy who was associated with the anthrax attack, right?
And they specialize in really complex black ops. They brag about that.
Absolutely, and so they are connected to these high-tech thermitic materials.
God help us. All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and talk during the break with the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Time is of the essence. So go to Infowars.com, listen to the stream there, or watch online if you hear the 4 minutes behind the scenes. If not, we'll be back with both Richard Gage and, of course, Kevin Ryan, both engineers, both one of them an architect on the other side.
Do you ever suffer from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Ted Anders for Midas, June 25th, 2008. Gold, $886.10. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $911.98, $449.25 for half, $224.63 for quarter. That's $911.98, $449.25, and $224.63. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Committed. They're coming at us, bringing in world tyranny. Those of us that love liberty on the other side, we're committed. If you haven't fully committed, it's a great feeling, like nothing on earth I've ever felt. It transcends even my love for my children, the other strongest feeling in my life. It transcends everything. It is timeless. You better ask yourselves, who are you? Whose side are you on? Commit. Jump into the fight. Be at a whole nother level. going back to Kevin Ryan, who valiantly found out their own reports in his own company were saying something happened with these buildings. The story, the official story, is a lie. And then he gets fired for releasing their secret report. And then now we've got all these black operators running the NIST report. And now they leak this internal report. Now, do we know this is a real internal report? It sure looks like one. Richard Gage, any ideas on that?
I don't know, Alex, and I've been unfortunately offline for the last 3 days, so I haven't.
You've been traveling. What about you, Kevin?
Well, it sure does look like it, Alex. And I was notified about this, these reports being available on the NIST website a month or so ago. I didn't download them myself because I was given the indication that NIST was threatening people who might do that, but they were obviously downloaded and leaked.
By that, you mean people that know back doors.
Yeah, and FTP links and so forth. That,
yeah, they're just government so stupid.
Right.
Look how they carry out the attacks and then can't even cover up their own info.
Yeah, and it does look very interesting because they're obviously struggling, as we knew they would, with any kind of plausible explanation for how this building fell in 6.5 seconds.
God, I wish it wasn't them. I wish. Don't you ever wish, Kevin, it wasn't them? I mean, it's so much better if it was 19 guys.
I don't know. I guess that's the easy way out to, in one sense. But on the other hand, if you think about the fact that the more you learn about this stuff, I know you know this, Alex, that the wars through history appear to have been started by lies and that, you know, war is a racket, right?
No, I know that. But, I mean, it's one thing to blow up your ship when the guys are on leave and, you know, and that's bad enough. And start the war, which they or Hitler burning his own Reichstag, that didn't kill anybody. Of course, then you know, or the Gulf of Tonkin, where he didn't kill anybody. I mean, then they moved on to the Liberty, it's just why? I mean, just to realize they really are killers. They really did do it. Scientists like you, architects, engineers have proven it. I mean, I knew it 6.5 years ago. I knew it before it happened. I mean, because I saw the chatter and them getting ready. The point is to really know. I mean, to absolutely know you're right. You got to admit, I mean, does that take your breath away?
It absolutely took my breath away 5 years ago. My mind hasn't changed at all. I knew it immediately when first learning about this, I knew. I mean, it just all fit together. And, of course, the more we learn. Go ahead.
Sorry,
Richard.
Kevin. Go ahead.
No, Richard, go ahead.
I'll tell you what takes my breath away is the concern that if they pulled off whoever they are, the 9/11, then they have the capability, the intent, and the motivation,
the will
to pull off another one,
a bigger one.
There are more ships amassed in the Persian Gulf right now than there were prior to the Iraq invasion, and there are very well-known plans set for an invasion of Iran, not an invasion.
And then now you have this weird attempt on Sarkozy. I mean, stuff is just crazy.
It's insane. And who will they blame the next one on? I mean, obviously, and what will it be? And we're promised, basically, by several members of the Bush administration, Congress, and the media of another 9/11 attack. Style attack worse than the last one. I mean, what will it be? A nuclear weapon?
I have never in my gut, not just intellectually, man, I have never in my gut felt that we are in greater danger. Just as I intellectually analyze things and then ask my gut, you know, a gut check, it's like, whoa, this. I mean, are you guys getting the same feeling in your gut?
Go ahead, Kevin, you have the best gut.
I do have a bigger gut than you, Richard, yes. And I tell you what, you know, there's only so much of the overwhelming fear that a person can deal with. So I think that right now our best bet is to focus, just focus on facts and focus on.
No, that's what I'm doing. I'm just saying with the geopolitical things, not even the false flag attacks, it's just everybody I talk to says they can feel we are on the edge of something big.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we're going to focus on the other side of this quick break. With Kevin Ryan, Richard Gage, I'm going to give you guys the floor. I'm not going to be there for 30 minutes. I'm actually going to go sit out in the other studio so I can control myself and not make points because I want you guys to go back and forth and talk about whatever you think is most important. I'll actually sit here. I can shut up if I want to. We'll be right back with Kevin Ryan and Richard Gage. Kevin Ryan blew me away earlier. Unbelievable.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Okay, we've got the engineer, Kevin Ryan, on with us, the architect and engineer, Richard Gage. Architect Richard Gage heads up Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. 400-plus members and growing. We'll give out their websites repeatedly before they leave us. There's links right now up on InfoWars.com. Gentlemen, for the next 30 minutes, I want you to talk about whatever issues you want to, whatever you think is most important. But I do want you now to address leaked NIST documents, unusual event before collapse of WTC. They talk about fire shooting out of nowhere. They talk about fires being stronger hours before it collapsed than when it collapsed. They show how there were only fires on one side of the building. How did that cause a symmetrical? Clearly, it's an internal report because it is making our case. But Kevin, I'm told you've had more time to look over this since it's been out. Give us your take on that, and then both of you back and forth, you've got the floor.
Well, yeah, the report, the clear finding in the report is the problem with the fires dying down and then suddenly jets of flame shooting out the windows at the last minute. So that supports the idea of thermitic materials in the buildings, as well as does the molten metal found in the basements and so forth, and also the laboratory work being done now that I'm a part of, along with Stephen Jones and others in this country and outside of this country. But Richard probably has a good take on the way the building fell and what the most important evidence physically is.
Yeah, let's talk about that. And also, with this new leak, NIST has apparently provided numerous additional photos that we have not seen before, provided inadvertently, I should say, I guess. But they do not show any other damage to the building other than these small fires from floors 7 to 13 and what's described as a relatively minimal scoop that is for damage from World Trade Center North Tower.
That's right, and it doesn't match other photos that have been circulated. I mean, they've shown buildings that have green faces or gray faces saying it's Building 7. Do we know those are fake photos now?
Well, most people in the 9/11 Truth Movement have agreed, and that's been shown, yeah, that those were faked photos. I guess they did come from NIST or through NIST. I'm not completely sure about that, but the evidence of them being forgeries is apparent and been made clear.
Okay.
So I was going to talk about Building 7 and how it came down. Some people may yet be unaware that this is the third skyscraper that collapses, in this case, into virtually its own footprint. It was not hit by an airplane. We were just talking about the nature of the fires. They were virtually out by the time at 5:20 in the afternoon of 9/11. And all of a sudden, there are witnesses hearing explosions at the base of the building. Kevin McPadden describes the ground shaking. You had to grab onto something. By the way, he also describes a countdown, 3, 2, 1. And then these explosions. Now, do fires bring buildings down to countdowns? I don't think so. We also have Craig Bartmer of the New York Police Department saying, I think I know an explosion when I hear it. And so he's describing these explosions at the initiation of this collapse. And then let's talk about this collapse because it happens precipitously. Well, first of all, there is a collapse about 10 seconds prior to the global collapse of the East Penthouse itself, just imploding virtually straight down through itself. And then 10 seconds later, the entire building, all of a sudden, virtually symmetrically and smoothly, drops and straight down almost into its own footprint in about 6.5 seconds. And it's been timed. The first 2 seconds of that drop is indistinguishable in its pace from free fall. So this is extremely important because it tells us that certainly in the first 2 seconds there is no resistance to this collapse from the 40,000 tons of structural steel that were designed, of course, to resist.
Showing that it couldn't be a pancake. It wasn't a few floors falling and then causing the structure. It was free fall from the start of the collapse.
That's correct. And how could such a thing happen? Well, the columns, the resistance, the steel columns have to be removed. And we're talking within a tenth of a second of each other, ideally, within the core structure. There's, 24 core columns in Building 7. And then a half a second after that, the perimeter columns have to be removed within a tenth of a second of each other. Any problem in the timing of such a removal of columns, you begin to have an immediate asymmetrical collapse going on. An angular momentum will take over as the building follows the path of least resistance. So there are plenty of failed controlled demolitions where when it doesn't go right, you see the building going over. This is a science, and this was actually a beautiful example of that science. Fires cannot accomplish this because fire is asymmetrical. It's organic. A fire burns out an area of a building every 20 minutes or so and moves on to another area. So when a building does collapse due to fire, what you have is clearly an asymmetrical collapse.
That is an edge or a part of it falls down or a small area collapses, not a perfect fall.
Yeah, that's right.
Mr. Ryan, any comments on that?
Well, yeah, I think the comments on the damage are interesting because from the noise that NIST has been making in the last 6 months to a year, it sounds like they're going to come up with a theory called roughly called the single point of failure that author Ramon Gil Sanz, who's part of their investigation, published in a structural engineering magazine. And what that means is they're going to find one column they think is very critical and somehow cause that to fail by fire, essentially to be the initiation, the initiating event. And
let's talk about that column for a minute, Kevin. It's column number 79. And guess how much that column weighs on each of the floors that are said to be at the initiation of this event? It's 15,000 pounds per floor. That column has to be heated up to about 1,000 or 1,200 degrees in order to cause any failure. And it was fireproofed on top of that.
Right.
So, and it's back in the northeast corner, so
right.
It wasn't damaged by any of the World Trade Center North Tower.
And let's be clear, this isn't just Richard Gage or Kevin Ryan's opinion. Underwriting Laboratories, the big cheeses, did internal secret tests. And that's a question for you, Kevin Ryan. Talking to your old colleagues when this was going on, I mean, they're scientists, they're engineers. I guess they're scared to lose their jobs, but what do they say when they can't release their own report?
Well, we primarily talked about the towers, but their position was that they were helping NIST. NIST was their client in the investigation, which they did. They built these floor models for the towers and tested them in August 2004. So as far as World Trade Center 7, we didn't really discuss that. They wouldn't even touch that one, as I think it's clear that NIST is having a good deal of trouble.
But the point is, NIST hires underwriters to find out how they collapse. NIST says something's wrong, planes can't do this, and then NIST says don't release that.
Yeah, well, NIST, Underwriters Laboratories did perform tests as part of the NIST investigation, and that was included in their report. The tests that weren't included in the report that UL is denying existed were the tests that were done 40 years ago in preparation for constructing the buildings. But right now they're trying to explain, without the help of Underwriters Laboratories, NIST is, how this one building now collapsed simply from fire and not from damage, which is kind of a twist, I would say. And I don't know if you agree or not, Richard, but this seems to be kind of a change in course.
Well, all of a sudden what it means is if a 20-minute fire can take out a 15,000-pound column and cause the symmetrical free-fall collapse of 40,000 tons of structural steel, then all of our codes, not only in this country but throughout the world, are in grave jeopardy of all of a sudden being wrong. All of our fire science is wrong. All of the codes have to be changed. The buildings, all of them, have to be upgraded. None of this is being discussed. In fact, some suggestions by NIST for rewriting of codes are being categorically denied as necessary by the American Institute of Architects.
Yeah, they're going to extreme lengths trying to come up with this story, and I think they're having a great... I think, frankly, Alex, I think that they're going to wait, as you might suggest, until we're too busy with too many other things to finally release this report.
Yeah, it'll probably never be released.
Let me go back here as a novice understanding this. We have them claiming now that the rules of science and engineering and architecture have changed. How are they going to get away with this with the rest of the scientific community? I guess that's a controversy that has begun. And then you've also got all of the debunkers running around saying that fire did it and boilers did it and the building falling into it did it. Now in this new report, they're saying, no, just fire. So I want to zoom in on that point and get you guys to elaborate on that, that they're now backing off of many of their previous claims. And so I wonder what all these debunking programs are going to say.
Well,
yeah,
I think that
go ahead, Kevin.
Well, we touched on the fact that the photographs in this report don't indicate any more damage than any of the other photographs do. So, you know, it's very likely they don't have photographs that show extensive damage in the building, so they have to back away from that story and now come up with some sort of a fire-only story for this 47-story building to collapse in 6.5 seconds, And I can't imagine any story they can tell that will be sustainable in the eyes of the scientific community.
Yeah, and the debunkers are having a very difficult time with this as a result, because they took away two of their key pieces of ammunition. Diesel fuel-fed fires were said to have been a part of this, and yet NIST took that away. The only diesel fuel on the east side of the building where the initiation of collapse occurred is on the fifth floor where the generators were. But the collapse, they're saying, occurred well above that, and there's no fire, no evidence of fire on the fifth floor. So that was taken away. And of course, the damage from the North Tower was on the south side of the building and apparently not that extensive as per this new leaked documents. And so they took that away. There's no huge scoop out of the building. There's no evidence for that. So we're left contemplating what any fire protection engineer knows, and that is a 20-minute fire cannot. Well, first of all, it couldn't even take out the trusses in the World Trade Center either. By the way, even unfireproofed. And NIST, Underwriter Laboratories actually documented that when they did their four tests of the 35-foot span mock truss composite steel decking samples that were made made to mimic the assemblies in the World Trade Center. So that was too much of a digression.
No, that was a good point. One thing I want to make clear, Richard, and you were in this meeting, at least as a public commentator, is that the December meeting minutes are interesting. If you go to NIST and their World Trade Center website, you'll find the minutes finally they put out for the December 18th meeting they had. And they had some tough questioning, even from the advisory committee. And Charles Thornton, who is an interesting character on the advisory committee, added sometime in the middle of the investigation, and he was one of the engineers that covered up the Oklahoma City disaster, was asking some pointed questions himself, saying, if you don't have fuel in World Trade Center 7, how could fires burn for as long as they did and taken out this major structure that had good fireproofing? It's a pointed question. How could that possibly happen?
Not only that, their preliminary hypothesis for the failure of Column 79 notes that Column 79 and many of the other core columns were designed to be laterally unsupported for three floors, four all together, three floors removed, four like 40 feet high. Which means that not only would this fire have had to taken out, it means that the fire would have had to taken out the beams that supported the floors, three of them in a row, before this column was unsupported enough to where it would then buckle. So, in other words, there is no plausible scenario whatsoever presented by anybody that can explain how Column 79 even failed.
Well, I would say that if we get back to the fire that they're saying did exist at the moment just before collapse, after all the office furnishings had burned up, all the fuel is gone, and still there's this fire, jets of flame shooting out the windows, that indicates that there's something other than normal fire there, right? There's some sort of pyrotechnic material. That also is supported by the World Trade Center Dust Laboratory work. That's also supported by the molten metal and the evidence of sulfidation of the steel. All of this supports pyrotechnic or thermitic materials being present at the World Trade Center. And
let's talk about that.
Yeah, if we talk about how could that happen, we look into what kinds of thermitic material we could possibly have seen and could have been placed in the World Trade Center buildings, possibly even without being noticed, at least in the terms in the case of the towers that wasn't occupied by so many interesting organizations. But if we look into that, then we find these energetic nanocomposites, which are thermite materials, very powerful on a nano level. Not only is the power from the amount of energy released, but also from the rate of energy release, because a nanothermite has a composed of nano aluminum and oxidizers at a nano level, where the surface area is very large with respect to the volume. So the reactive area is very large. And that's why they're so explosive and powerful. And also,
and you know, I think let's clarify that the explosive and the power you're talking about is relative to the twin towers. So do you believe that in World Trade Center 7 that we're talking about the non-nano explosive thermite?
Not necessarily. We'd have to have more evidence, but I would suggest that if a nano thermite is placed in the in the floors of a failure of the towers, then why wouldn't it, of course, also be placed in World Trade Center 7?
Okay, gentlemen, we got to pause there for a break. We're going to continue for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and InfoWars.com stream listeners during this break. So for everybody else, we'll be back in 3 minutes. I want to hold you both 5 minutes over into the next hour as well, because this is so important. I hope everybody's listening. They blew up all three buildings. It's a documented fact. You understand, ladies and gentlemen.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
We've got on the air with us, engineer, architect, our leaders for liberty and freedom. They have the courage. They've lost jobs, lost wives over this. and they're going straight on at the murders of 3,000 people. They use that for a war that's taken over 1 million lives of Iraqis and Afghans. It's taken the lives of more than 5,000 U.S. troops, admittedly. Dennis Kucinich says the number is more like 20,000. We were just talking during the behind the scenes of PrisonPlanet.tv viewers about where all this goes. And we're talking about the black ops. Kevin Ryan wanted to make the point, and I agree with him. It's not the government. It's criminal elements, rogue groups, but they're in high positions. That's what a coup is. A small group getting key positions and then taking over the rest of the government. How do you see this unfolding, Richard Gage, Kevin Ryan? I mean, now that we've got the proof, their own internal reports, Underwriter Laboratories reports that were suppressed, showing that these buildings were blown sky high. Where does it go? I mean,
Richard?
Well, I suppose the only place that it can go is, it won't go anywhere if the American people don't wake up. It won't go anywhere if we don't get the support from your listeners to email the ae911truth.org link to every architect and engineer that they can find, because this is the group of people right now in the 9/11 Truth movement that has the necessary credibility to turn the heads in Congress. And if we don't activate them and get to 1,000 architects and engineers by 9/11/2008, we may not be in time to wake enough people up before the next false flag operation.
I agree. This is life and death, folks. This is life and death. McCain says another attack. They're going to have basically martial law and a national draft. They're writing. Have you seen all the Republican memos and public statements about how great terror attacks are in the letter from one of the top CFR guys, Gary Hart, to the Iranians saying, we stage events, you better do what we say. And then we talked to him, and he said, yeah, I'm saying the government will stage events. I had Ray McGovern on yesterday saying, flat out, 9/11 inside job, you know, flat out, they'll stage more. He's not mincing words. Bill Christensen was a CIA section chief in Europe. He says total inside job. I mean, it's an inside job. Folks, do you realize what that means? Murderers are in control. Richard Gage.
Well, so the architects and engineers have a particular focus, and that is to bring the technical truths to the American people, and we cannot do it without help. I can speak to about 10,000 people a year. That is peanuts. What we need to do is reach millions, and we've got to have your viewers sending this link to everybody.
Yeah, they've
got
to send the videos of you that are online, the ones that are of Kevin, to every architect and engineer, not just the website. They need to send Terror Storm. They need to get the information, and not just the architect and engineers, police, military. This is life and death.
It sure is. And Kevin's doing his role, too. He's doing some incredible research that exposes the nanothermite stuff and who's even responsible behind some of these characters.
Yeah. I want to do five more minutes on that. A 60-second break, back in 70 seconds total. I want to come back and have Kevin Ryan spend a few more minutes specifically tracking the nanoparticulates back to, surprise, surprise, the top experts in it are the ones running the investigation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.